Good morning, I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she is calling the House back into session this week to vote on a bill prohibiting the U.S. Postal Service from implementing any changes to operations or level of service. A senior Democratic aide tells the Associated Press that House Democrats are likely to discuss the schedule on a conference call today and are expected to be in session next Saturday. The AP's Ben Thomas reports leaders of the U.S. Postal Service are being summoned to Capitol Hill to testify on mail delays amid accusations the Trump White House is trying to undermine the agency as states expand mail-in voting for this year's presidential election.
To slow down the mail at any time is disgraceful. To slow it down at COVID is despicable.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says President Trump is trying to hurt the election and particularly discourage mail-in voting. That was put directly to the president at a Saturday evening news conference.
No, not at all.
Saying of Postmaster General Louis DeJoy,
the steps that he's taken are trying to stop the tremendous losses that have taken place for many, many years. He's trying to streamline the post office and make it great again, okay?
Schumer says he's met with DeJoy and he's not buying it.
It always used to be a credo. If the mail was at the distribution center that day, it would go out that night. They're saying, let it sit there for a few days. That's not efficiency.
The House Oversight and Reform Committee has called DeJoy to testify about mail delays at an emergency hearing later this month. Schumer wants the Senate to do the same. Ben Thomas, Washington.
More than 2.3 million Floridians have opted to vote early, in person and by mail, instead of braving lines and the risk of infection. But officials have assured voters who decide to show up to the polls for tomorrow's primary election that doing so will be safe despite the raging coronavirus pandemic in Florida. On Saturday, the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office announced that Sheriff Bob Gualtieri has tested positive for the coronavirus. The Sheriff's Office says Gualtieri's COVID-19 symptoms are mild and began with a loss of taste and smell. He has no fever or respiratory issues. He will follow direction provided by the Department of Health and remain home for 10 days working remotely. Across the West, triple-digit heat is making fighting wildfires difficult. The AP's Julie Walker reports the National Weather Service says that heat has even fueled a fire tornado known as a firenado.
In California, firefighters are battling multiple blazes across the state, like the Lake Fire, which has consumed more than 17,000 acres. Public Information Officer Guy Cornell.
It's been between 107 to 111 degrees pretty much every day. So it's extreme heat.
The Loyalton fire quickly engulfed 20,000 acres and caused that firenado. National Weather Service meteorologist Dawn Johnson.
The fire created its own environment and essentially produced a tornado within the fire.
Apple Fire Public Information Officer Daniel Patterson says while it's 90% contained,
certainly looks like we're going to have continued long, hot fire summer here in California.
I'm Julie Walker.
Videos posted online appear to show a man punched and kicked unconscious by demonstrators just blocks away from a peaceful protest in Portland, Oregon. News outlets report the man had been driving a truck that crashed downtown last night. A police spokesperson told the Oregonian that the man was taken to a hospital with serious injuries. Following their deal to normalize relations, the United Arab Emirates and Israel have connected lines, literally. The AP's Karen Chamas reports telephone service between the two nations began working just days after the deal was brokered.
Israeli Communications Minister Yoaz Handel issued a statement congratulating the United Arab Emirates on removing the blocks.
This is a blessed and an important step, which is only a beginning of a long path and various opportunities to work in together.
Also, Israeli news websites that had previously been blocked by UAE authorities could now be accessed directly online. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said the deal is a sign that Israel doesn't need to retreat from occupied lands sought by the Palestinians in order to achieve peace. Yet the Palestinians say it puts a just resolution of the Middle East conflict even farther out of reach. I'm Karen Chamas.
The traditional busier weeks of the Atlantic hurricane season are upon us. Meteorologist Jeff Huffman says there are two tropical weather systems that could develop in the next 5 days.
That first tropical wave will be approaching the Windward Islands tomorrow, and it will likely take more of the southern route into the Caribbean, but its long-term fate is questionable. The second wave that's further out there will likely become our first long-lived or long-tracked tropical storm, meaning it will develop quite a ways out and then move all the way across the ocean, approaching the Lesser Antilles maybe by the end of the week.
Over the weekend, both tropical storms Josephine and Kyle dissipated across the western Atlantic. The next two names on this year's list of tropical storms are Laura and Marco. Here's the rest of the weather today. Scattered thunderstorms with highs in the high 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy with overnight low temperatures in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with highs in the high 80s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on WMNF.org, and on the WMNF app.